is under attack. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream
right now at Infowars.com/show.
American way of life is under attack. The truth is under attack. But don't worry, because we will be here to stand up for America and the truth. Now, all kinds of weirdness surviving the Florida shooting. The newest development that has people scratching their heads is, why was a police officer on the scene that didn't go into the building? Here's John Bound with that report.
The horrible tragedy leaving 17 dead in Parkland, Florida, twisted by the left to take yet another cheap shot at our Second Amendment rights, is underway.
I think what you're asking about is the assault weapons ban.
Yes, yes, sir.
So let me be honest with you about that one. If I believed that that law would have prevented this from happening, I would support it. But I want to explain to you why it would not.
Senator Rubio, my daughter, running down the hallway at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, was shot in the back.
Yes, sir.
With an assault weapon. The weapon of choice.
Yes, sir.
Okay? It is too easy to get. It is a weapon of war. The fact that you can't stand with everybody in this building and say that, I'm sorry.
Sir, I do believe what you're saying is true.
All of you puppet politicians that they are backing. Was the blood of my classmates and my teachers worth your blood money?
Yes!
Senator Nelson, you don't have to answer that question. Let's move on to the next question.
Excuse me? I'm a student. I should have.
I know. I understand that, but your question. I thought you were going to ask Senator Nelson a question. Your question sounds like you wanted to ask Dana Lash a question in the next segment, and I'm happy to do that if you want.
I expected to be able to ask my questions and give my opinion on my questions.
But Colton Hobb, a member of the junior ROTC who shielded classmates in the midst of terror, says he did not get to share his experience.
And CNN's History of Plants, intended to lateral the political football down the field, reads like a criminal rap sheet. Solutions to the school shooting dilemma are numerous yet complicated. Armed guards, armed teachers, airport-style security.
Our banks, our airports, our NBA games, our NFL games, our office buildings, our movie stars, our politicians. They're all more protected than our children at school. Does that make any sense to anybody? Local law enforcement, moms and dads, they all must come together to implement the very best strategy to harden their schools, including effective, trained, armed security that will absolutely protect every innocent child in this country.
My name is Ariana Klein. I would just like to say thank you for leading this country. You're a great leader, and I appreciate the direction that the country is going in. I'm a junior. I attended Stoneman Douglas. And I just want to say that everybody right now is so stuck on what they believe that they're not even listening to what other people believe. We need to listen to the other points of views. We all need to realize that we all have different points of views and that we need, this solution is not going to be a singular thing. It's going to be multifaceted and it's going to be created by a collection of different people working together.
But even the deputy responding to the massacre, who should have been a hero, failed miserably.
Scott Peterson was absolutely on campus through this entire event. As is his right, Scott Peterson chose to resign because he has the necessary time with the agency and meets the requirements of retirement. He resigned and / retired. We're not going to disclose the video at this time, but what I saw was a deputy arrive at the west side of Building 12, take up a position, and he never went in.
Video evidence suggested that Peterson remained outside for 4 minutes.
All right, that's the John Bound Report. We'll be right back with the War Room. Doug Hagman on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Standing on a razor's edge, wavering. Are we going to fall off this cliff? Are we going to fall off this cliff? Somehow maintaining our balance as we are living through, honestly, times that in history we probably can't even relate to. With all the technology, with all the violence, with all of the vast shadow government, all of the global corporations, the central banks. I mean, there's never been a time of centralized power with such control, while at the same time, there's an entirely different movement going on to try to break away from the centralization, which is the natural human destiny, which is where we're meant to go. But the centralized power structure has so much gravity, it maintains with its propaganda and its media and everything else to draw in the weak-minded to stay in the power structure, stay in the centralization, hand in your guns, silence the opposition, while everyone's just trying to break free. And here we are on the razor's edge. My guest joining me here in the first segment is Doug Hagman. Now, Doug is doing a great job keeping up with a lot of the investigations that are kind of going on behind the scenes. He is keeping up with some of the stuff that's being investigated and some of the pedo-gate stuff that he's broken before. But Doug, you know, I want to get your thoughts on this. I feel like right now we're on this razor's edge, and humanity is either going to fall one way that's totally centralized power, eventually the AI takes over, or it's going to fall the other way, and we use all this technology, all this human spirit and everything that we have to expand civilization to the stars, to expand the human understanding, expand the human mind. And every day is a battle between these two, you know, competing power structures, these two competing forces. I mean, I don't know. I honestly, it's like the same thing today. I got stacks of news here. 70% of people in America won't even read one of these stories. They won't even care. So how do we reach those people? How do we get to those people to say, look, we are on a razor's edge right now? Every step you take, you could falter and go one or two ways. Which way do you want to go? Where do you think we are right now, Doug?
Well, Owen, thanks for having me, by the way. And you make some great points there. Look, these times are unprecedented, I believe, in which we live. And we are being forced. I think what we're seeing right now, just to collect my thoughts, I'm looking at stacks upon stacks, as you are, of news stories, of information that the truth of really what's going on behind the headlines, the truth that certainly the social media platforms and the Mockingbird media network, CNN and such, they don't want to have out. Just having spoken with Milo and Alex, looking at this and looking at the censorship that we are that's being forced upon us. So we stand, I think, as you said, at the precipice at we go one way or another. And I don't think there's any in between ground here. I think we've reached the point right now where we either decide that we can no longer play by the rules, their rules, and we have to step out of our comfort zone. But, you know, conservatives, I think, or those people on the the side of the Constitution and the people on the right. I think that we have been too tolerant for too long of too many things that are actually taking our rights away. So now I think we have a choice. We either have to say no more, and physically or actively, I should say, actively go out and say, you know what? You're not going to shut me up. I'm not going to stop talking. You're not going to keep me from talking about the truth. And in fact, as I said before, and I quote a good friend, Coach Dave Dobemar, who often says the truth becomes hate speech to those who hate the truth. And that's we're seeing that manifest right now. So all that said, I think that we have to become less tolerant with the laws and the rules foisted upon us. And we have to say, okay, enough. We are going to fight. We're going to fight for the freedoms. We're going to fight for the Constitution. We're going to fight for our way of life. And if we don't, we've got no one to blame except ourselves. So we have to move from our comfort zone, in my view, and rally together. We have to, every independent platform, every voice out there, anyone with a YouTube channel or a social media account, rally behind InfoWars, rally behind us, rally together, because we can act as force multipliers if we do. Otherwise, we die alone and in the corner and in a fetal position, and we can't have that. That's just my two cents.
And I think that's a good point too, where it's kind of like we become amplifiers of each other. And then you just drown out all the noise behind the scenes. You drown out all the hate behind the scenes. And you talk about tolerance. And you made me think of something. The way that the political left has responded to President Trump in America, you know, like you said, I mean, we've been tolerant. That's how we should have responded to Obama. I mean, honestly, if we were as intolerant as the left, if we were as foaming at the mouth politically as the left, we would have been on the streets. We would have been marching. We would have been doing the same thing, but we're not. We're just like, hey, we want to live our lives. We're independent, sovereign citizens. Just stay out of my way. You know, get the government out of my life and whatever. I'm not going to protest on the street. But that really shows their intolerance. After 8 years of having their president, they can't give power over to someone who thinks differently. They can't give up power to someone who might have a disagreeing opinion on an issue. That really shows their intolerance. And I think that you're right. There is no middle ground. We're on the razor's edge, and you either fall one way or the other way. There is no middle ground. I agree with you on that. So, but as we stare into the abyss of the news every day, you've got the Florida shooting. You've got the new Mueller indictments, which is more nothingness. The American economy is still continuing to surge. Jobless rates down. And then there's all kinds of insanity. I mean, what is the big story, though, right now? Where do we focus our attention to try to waken the masses to say, hey, look, this is an issue that affects everybody. Let's get on the same page.
You know, that's a great question. And in my view, I think what we're seeing take place behind the scenes with the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, the Devin Nunes, the Goodlatte, the all of the committees that are investigating and exposing what has gone on for the last 8 years, and more specifically, the activities against Donald Trump, the people who attempted to keep him out of office and who are now attempting to take him out of office, the exposure of that, I think that's the big story. I think that people, if everyone realized that for all of the talk of the Russian collusion, the indictments, by the way, the most recent indictments against Manafort, against Gates, and the 13 previous, 13 Russians and the three Russian entities, not one time, and people should understand this, there has been not one mention of any violation of 52 U.S.C. 10, 321, I believe it is. I could have the numbers mixed up there, but the bottom line is, there is not one charge of election tampering in those indictments. Those are the charges that have been laid against the 13 Russians, the three Russian entities, and now the Manafort and Gates of late, all deal with crimes that are financial crimes, fraud crimes, and really self-enrichment. The very thing, if you will, what Hillary and others have been doing for self-enrichment purposes for a long time. But that aside, I think we have to look at this. The real news here is the war did not stop with the election of Donald Trump. We are continuing to fight that war to keep him in office. We are continuing a fight against the subversion of our government, against the subversion of our Constitution. And what we're seeing right now, I believe this to be the case, what we're seeing right now is this whiplash, not a white lash, as Van Jones once said, but a whiplash of a lawless president, a lawless, really a hijacker of the Oval Office, and his minions, his regime, his group of Alinskyites. We've turned from that into now turning into a nation of laws. And that whiplash, that the effect that, that's had, we are seeing that manifest in the censoring of the news, censoring of the social media. And this is what we're seeing today, I believe. So we have to fight accordingly and respond accordingly to that.
I think that's a good analogy. Imagine the United States or the White House or whatever it is being driven by Obama, a Corvette going 220 miles per hour of illegal activity. And then Trump gets in the seat and he slams on the brakes. And it's like, that's the political whiplash we're dealing with. We're going to stick Doug Hagman on with us for more. And we're going to talk more about the news that no one's talking about.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestive process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nanosilver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. Infowars.com/show.
So Mueller has just, well, yesterday he released his latest indictments, and if you read through them, again, they have nothing to do with Russian collusion, they have nothing to do with Russian meddling in the election, they have nothing to do with Donald Trump. It's amazing. They call this a Russian probe. It turns out this looks like more of a Manafort and Gates probe. Why is Mueller looking into the financial history back to 2005? Of Paul Manafort and Gates. Why? Well, he had to do something. I mean, he's getting paid millions of dollars for this Russian probe. He's got nothing. So he had to release something. But as all of this news is going on, it's all being dominated by the Florida shooting. However, the Democrat memo might bring this back to the Republican memo, which I agree with Doug Hagman when he said last segment that that is still the biggest news, because we've got evidence, in my opinion, of high treason with the DOJ, the FBI, and yes, the Obama White House allowing a presidential candidate to purchase a FISA warrant. I mean, that's essentially what happened, and it's all laid out for us. But Doug, it's kind of, you know, been put on the back burner in the chaotic news cycle, and it's such a tight cycle nowadays that the biggest stories end up lasting for a day or two before the next big story comes along. But, you know, this Democrat memo, interestingly enough, may actually hurt the Democrats more than help them, because I think it could bring the Republican memo back into the mainstream news cycle. What do you think?
I totally agree with you on that. And the other half of this is we have to watch what the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence is doing, what Devin Nunes is doing. And we have to go back to what he said. Phase one was kind of a somewhat of a colonoscopy of the FBI and DOJ. And of course, from that, we saw that 3.5-page memo that came out. And of course, that implicated members of the FBI and DOJ under Obama. And really what that did as well was also deny Obama himself of any plausible deniability. Now, what we're seeing now is kind of the phase two part of this. And that's the inspection of the Department of State under Hillary Clinton, under John Kerry as well. And we're finding now, just from everything that we're seeing, and I really think that people should really focus and keep their attention on this. We're finding that Hillary Clinton and John Kerry, both were agents of the surveillance apparatus. They did purchase surveillance. I suppose that's the easiest way to say this. Purchase surveillance of the political opponents, and that lasted well beyond Hillary's tenure as Secretary of State, well into John Kerry's. And people should pay attention to the recent request. I believe it was a letter dated February 20th from Devin Nunes to at least 20 members of the Department of State, both current and former members, as well as the intelligence community, demanding answers to their knowledge pertaining to the Steele dossier and the creation thereof. And by the way, it's not the Steele dossier. That's the Clinton Steele dossier, or the Clinton dossier, to be specific.
Which, by the way, they got the intelligence from Russian sources. I mean, you want to talk about Russian meddling, that's literally from Russians.
They did. So in the grand scheme of things, we're also seeing the run-up as we are today. We're seeing the run-up to the Office of the Inspector General, Michael Horowitz's report that'll come out in mid-March. It's expected at that time. And people might be wondering, well, why now? Why all of a sudden? Why are these people able to, or why are they actually, you know, pushing the reports out? Because the restraint has been lifted, the restraint against Horowitz, against the inspectors general, plural, the restraint against the legislative bodies. Notice McCain is not out. In fact, McCain and associates are part of the probe or subject of the probe. So the bottom line is this. Everything that needs to be exposed, in my view, is coming to the forefront. The dirtiness of Obama, of Clinton, and of all of their associates now is coming out, as shown by the Nunes memo, by the three committees, the three primary committees that are investigating this. So the bottom line is that they've got to shut down the avenues of information, because once the American people fully understand that we've been gamed, that surveillance, and by the way, surveillance, the Title I surveillance on Carter Page, I could tell you this with great authority, that extended not just to Carter Page and to Donald Trump's candidate and private citizen, but that extended to journalists. And by the way, oh yeah, that extended to InfoWars, and that extended to us, and that extended to members of Fox. So the surveillance, and people might be surprised to hear that, but the surveillance was against everyone that was attempting to tell the truth. And that's something that will come out and needs to come out and needs to be shouted, you know, from the hilltops.
You know, Doug, I just thought of something that I can't believe I never thought of until just now. This almost makes less sense than anything else. So the Russian dossier paid for by Hillary Clinton through Fusion GPS, she uses it as a conduit, which was essentially, I mean, we don't really know how Steele came to put this information down on paper or whatever have you. Was it because the Russians told him to say that? Was he having conversations with them? Did he fabricate it himself? So there's still kind of that missing gray area. But then you actually remember, okay, so this is what was used to spy on Carter Page. I mean, that was the basis to spy on Page, which was then the basis to get in and pretty much go over everything that you just went through. Am I missing something here? But why did they decide to spy on Carter Page? He was not mentioned in the dossier, to my knowledge. They haven't done anything to probe into Carter Page yet. They've gotten Mueller and Gates and Flynn and Papadopoulos. Where does Carter Page fit into all this? Where is this piece of the puzzle?
And that's a great question. Carter Page was the weakest link. He was the minor player in this, but they used Carter Page, and people have to pay attention to what kind of surveillance was conducted. This is Title I surveillance. This is a surveillance where they count the hops. In other words, this is a three-hop surveillance warrant. In other words, if I talk to you, if I'm Carter Page and I talk to you, that's one hop. You talk to Alex, that's two hops. Alex talks to Milo, that's three hops, for example. All of those people within that playing field, that arena, are now subject to the very same surveillance as Carter Page. That's why Carter Page, and that's why many in the, and this is chilling, that's why many in the journalist world, from Fox News to InfoWars to us, to people like us, that's why we have been under surveillance, and Carter Page was the weakest link. So they had to do it this way. And not only did they do it before or during the Donald Trump campaign, it continued after, well after Donald Trump was in office, and they knew everything about us. So this is why it's so extremely important to realize. And oh, by the way, that Steele dossier, the Clinton Steele dossier, the number four at the DOJ, Bruce Orr, on the seventh floor up there, Bruce Orr, what his wife, Nellie Orr, the wife of Bruce Orr, was, I would assert, was one of the architects of that dossier. And Nellie Orr, of course, what did she do her thesis on? 418 some pages, I think it was, 418 pages a number of years ago. Pretty much the Russian, it was a pro-Stalinist paper. So what we have, look, we've got these active.
All right, that's
measures.
Doug Hagman from the Hagman Report. We're going to keep him around for one more segment. He's going to finish those thoughts. Don't go anywhere.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value, and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Yep, I'll take that story.
Infowars.com/show.
Kill a communist.
Donald J. Trump is president of the United States.
Yeah. Duterte, man, that guy's up.
This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Doug Hagman with me here for another segment. He was just getting into some details about why Carter Page was the one that was spied on, and I wanted him to finish that thought. You can go ahead and hand me that news story. Thank you. And, Doug, it seems like there's another ripple here that I was thinking about while you were speaking. So either Carter Page is some sort of an asset of the deep state that some people have alluded to and alleged. I'm not saying that's true or false. That's just out there. Or they had to have some sort of previous information, or they had to have some, I mean, essentially, I would say they had to do some sort of prior surveillance on Page to know that he was the weakest link. Is that analysis correct by your measurement?
I think that's pretty spot on. I think that the knowledge going into the surveillance process was key to the surveillance process itself. So what you're saying there, I do believe that to be the case, yes. And to kind of just jump ahead just a tad, because the revelations about Carter Page, the revelations about the Trump team, the campaign, as well as the transition team, to put all of this kind of in perspective, just to tell people that this was an opposition hit piece, a political opposition hit piece, where Hillary Rodham Clinton purchased, bought influence at the Department of Justice. But to tie this, to tell you, your audience, where this is going next, and I think this is going to come out, you had, of course, Christopher Steele, speaking of Carter Page, you had Christopher Steele passing information along to the Department of State. You had the Department of State giving information to the FBI. You had the FBI then, in turn, getting a FISA warrant against Carter Page. The backdrop of all of this is the Clinton, as well as the Kerry Department of State, knowing information about the various players in the Foggy Bottom arena, including but not limited to Steele, as well as Page and others, inserting people into the campaign, inserting people at the periphery of the campaign in order to justify their surveillance. In other words, the surveillance is basically already there. They just had to justify it, and they had to make it legal, so to speak. It was already ongoing. Don't forget, ever since 2005, the NSA collects everything. And Admiral Rogers had basically exposed this to Donald Trump on the 16th of November 2016. The day following that, of course, Donald Trump moved his office to the golf course in New Jersey. But having said all that, they had to legalize the surveillance of the individuals, and that they had to use somebody.
So that they could use it.
Right. That's right.
Right.
And kind of the fruit of the poisonous tree doctrine. And then we, at the same time, we see all the 302s, the FBI 302s, report summaries of the FBI being changed by Andrew McCabe, who's now, you know, awaiting a $1.8 million, benefit package, but that's okay. So all of this is just to say what we're seeing right today. They don't want all this to come out, and they're censoring, of course, the platforms that are pushing this out. And we see the Twitter censorship and social networking feed. So all of this.
Everything you just said is why I opened the show like I did today. This is why we're on the razor's edge. The deep state knows, you know, half the population, or maybe less. We get it. Doug gets it. I get it. Most of the audience gets it. Obama's administration was committing crimes across the board. I mean, Fast and Furious, Benghazi, spying on Trump, the list goes on and on and on. So it's all about to get exposed. And whether or not the population wants to understand it or look into it or believe it or not is irrelevant, because what you're going to have is, like you said, you're going to have people inside the government now that have the reins off them. You have a president that's going to want to do something about this. And depending on what happens in the midterms, you could have a total mandate against these people should you sweep up the House and the Senate, like I would expect to, but that'll be interesting. But two things real quick, and then we're going to let you go. One, what do you expect to come from Horowitz when that comes out in March? And then two, is there any issue of a statute of limitations on what went on in the State Department?
Well, to answer the first question, I expect just a scathing indictment of the FBI and Department of Justice, including but not limited to the players that we know about.
So like a GOP memo 2.0 kind of.
Yeah, perhaps even more comprehensive or more specific, more laser-like, because the OIG, that's the internal affairs, we'll say, of the various departments. So I suspect that's going to be really a confirmation of what the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence already has reported and will report yet. And with respect to the second question, I think, or the second point, I think that I'm not sure. I can't remember which of the second part.
A statute of limitations on this activity.
Yeah,
specifically in the State Department.
Yeah, you know that's been brought up. Of course, Hillary Clinton left the State Department in 2013. That's been brought up. Of course, there are things that are going to be beyond statute. However, that's not going to be beyond legacy. That's not going to be beyond truth. The statute is for legal purposes. Certainly, much of it is gone. But when the truth comes out, that's still a legacy that will be changed. And that perhaps will be even more problematic to live down than a crime. But I'm certain, based on everything I know, that I'm certain that, that the crimes committed are, well, I'll say this, certain crimes, in particular felonies, become, the clock starts ticking when you discover them, as opposed to when they were committed. So if a crime was discovered in 2015, in certain cases in felonies, if a crime was committed in 2013 but not discovered until 2017, the clock starts ticking in 2017. So there's some issue there, some possibilities there, if you get my meaning.
Yep, I totally get it. Good stuff as usual. Great intel. And I'll just say, for the audience out there, when Doug Hagman has his nose to a story like this and he tells you what's coming up next, he usually has the sights set on what's about to approach around the corner. Doug Hagman, HagmanReport.com. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, sir.
There goes Doug. Wow. You know, he's always so, he's so good at just nailing these things down and hammering the points home that, that need to be brought out there. Like the Horowitz document that's going to come out. I mean, and I would expect everything he said is going to be true about it, folks. Again, if you follow Doug Hagman, you know he's not going to make a statement like that unless he really has some intel and information that's going to bring the truth to light on the Hagman Report. So he signs off, and when we come back, I've got all these stacks of news to cover. Who knows if I'll get to all of it, but I do have a bunch of clips that I definitely want to commit to getting to, and a story that just came across my desk. Duterte over there in the Philippines, that guy is on one. I mean, that guy is on one. I'm not saying I'd want him to be our president, but man, you want to talk about cleaning things up. Wait till you hear what he has said in the next segment. But, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to support InfoWars, InfoWarsStore.com is how you do that. And in case you haven't noticed now, InfoWars is live 10 hours a day. It's pretty incredible how far InfoWars has come, and it's even more incredible that it's because of you, the audience out there supporting us. So of course, you know by now, 50% off Super Blue products. That's the mouthwash. That's the toothpaste. That's a limited time offer while supplies last. 50% off Super Blue fluoride free toothpaste. Don't forget about 25% off BrainForce Plus, one of our top selling products. 4.8 star review, over 5,000 reviews on that one. 25% off. Some days I get down and I sit in the chair and there's no way I could even do a show if it wasn't for BrainForce Plus. So take advantage of the 25% off BrainForce Plus special. And you know, I don't know if there's a special on the one of the newest products at InfoWarsStore.com, but that's Bodies. This is just an incredible product, folks. And let me tell you something. If you're somebody that deals with joint pain or stiffness or soreness or anything like that, and you've been told, hey, try turmeric for that inflammation or try turmeric for that body soreness, whatever it is. Well, this is a turmeric supplement and it's probably the best on the market. I mean, you can see the comparisons. We've done some of the comparisons online. You can look at the comparisons and the difference of just the powder that goes in, the turmeric that goes into the pill, and you will see the difference. So BodEase, very, very good product right now at InfoWarsStore.com. One of our newest products that I seriously, seriously suggest. As a user of InfoWars products, this is one that you are seriously are going to have your socks knocked off. Just like most of them. There's the comparisons right there. All right, we're going to be back right after this break with more of the War Room. Clips and news on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Matt
Canton, Ohio. You're on the air. Another Matt. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Are the Clintons corrupt?
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
War Room here. Boy, I'll tell you, Twilight Zone news every day. What was the Twilight Zone news yesterday? Well, you had a guy ram his car into a hospital entrance and then set himself on fire. Okay. How about this, though? Well, you know what? Let me get to that in a second. So yesterday, a man rams his car into a hospital entrance and then sets himself on fire. Okay, that seems normal. Today, a woman rams her car into the White House security barrier. Okay, so that's going on. You had a student in Jackson Middle School, a 13-year-old, a 7th grade student, who killed himself, shot himself inside the middle school bathroom. I mean, that is just awful. Then you had a 17-year-old high school student here locally in Texas at Atkins High School. Threatened the school, basically a school shooting threat, and they found out no weapons or explosives. I don't think they found explosives, but they did find a backpack full of ammunition. So you've got all this going on in the Twilight Zone here today. Oh, you know, also, famed playwright David Mamet is about to write a play about Harvey Weinstein. That's nice. You know, Mike Pence has to give a speech reminding people that North Korea is bad. Well, you know, that's because CNN was praising North Korea. They love them so much. It's a communist news network. But this, the president of Philippines is on one, okay? Let me just tell you that Rodrigo Duterte is on one, and he's now said, kill a communist, receive 340 pounds. Rodrigo Duterte has offered a 350-pound bounty for each communist rebel killed by government forces. Duterte also said the communists are easier to hit than birds because they have bigger heads. In his latest crass remarks, which the government issued to reporters yesterday, came after human rights groups condemned him this week for saying troops should shoot female communist guerrillas in the genitals to render them useless. Mr. Duterte also said in a speech to troops at an airbase in central Cebu City, referring to the New People's Army guerrillas, you kill an NPA today and I'll pay you 25,000 pesos. Kill a communist and get paid in Philippines. Interesting. Interesting call there by President Duterte, who's pretty much just waged war on everything he thinks is destroying the Philippines. Whether it be ISIS, drugs, and now communism. He's pretty much fighting it head on. So again, are we in the twilight zone? Now he's saying that he's doing this because he thinks if this war goes on, he's actually going to end up saving lives, by just ending the communists before they kill everyone else. So that's just what's going on there. All right. All kinds of news here, but I want to get to some of these video clips. Let's go here. Let's start with clip three here, guys. Because this is ironic. This is what they do when we put a talking point out there that actually makes sense. They then use that talking point to try to prove their point, except it doesn't make sense. Clip three, they're saying that to the NRA, money is more valuable than children.
Also, when he's talking about how the NRA, it's not their fault, it truly is, because they are the ones that have, that are bringing the donations to our legislators who are persuading their minds, because obviously, money is more valuable to them than children and the youth and citizens of the United States' lives.
Last time I checked, it was the NRA, or I'm sorry, it wasn't the NRA that decided where armed security goes. Is it the NRA that calls up local government and says, yes, will you please put an armed security guard outside of the local bank, please? No, that's not the NRA. That never was the NRA. It never will be the NRA. So again, we put out the talking point that's like, we have armed guards in the Department of Education. We have armed guards in banks. We have armed guards at ball games, armed guards at the airport, armed guards everywhere. No armed guards in school. So we say, by that logic, you're saying that protecting these things is more important than protecting the children in school. And then they take the talking point and twist it and say, because we protect banks with armed guards, that's the NRA's fault and they put money ahead of children. I mean, think about how twisted that logic is. But here's the thing. That's a high school student speaking. It's a high school student, young mind, not his fault. He's being brainwashed. And the very leaders and the thought leaders of the left are the ones feeding them these lines, the ones feeding them this propaganda, the ones feeding them these lies. I mean, imagine living in a world where you actually think that because there's an armed guard at a bank or a jewelry store, the NRA thinks that money and jewelry is more valuable to children. The NRA doesn't even belong in that conversation. But they inject the NRA in there because that's what they've been trained to do. That's what their brainwashing has tricked them to do. Everything's the NRA's fault. If there's a gun sitting on the street, it's the NRA's fault. If there's a shooting range and people are going there to shoot weapons, that's the NRA's fault. It's everything is the NRA's fault, even though the NRA is, honestly, you want to know why the NRA has power? It's not because of their political contributions. It's because of how many people are in it. The NRA isn't about money. It's about political influence because of how many members they have, how long it's been around. But they don't get that. They think it's just the NRA is some rich, fat cat, white run organization that just pays off all these politicians to keep the Second Amendment in place. No, the NRA is politically powerful because it has millions and millions of members across this nation and has been around for decades and decades. So you're being misled. These young students are being misled when they're like, oh, it's the NRA's fault. They're buying politicians. They're paying politicians to do this. No, politicians listen to the NRA because the NRA has political power at the voting booth. But they don't get it. They don't understand that there's actually people out there that think differently about guns. They won't listen. And there's a reason for that. Because they will not let you have an opinion on CNN if you have a different thought on the Second Amendment than they do. Let's go to clip 15. CNN said that they were not scripting questions. However, they were. This is Colton Habb on Tucker Carlson last night talking about CNN censoring him.
So what had happened was, 4 days ago, I had gotten contacted by a lady named Carrie Stevenson from CNN. She had asked me originally to just write a speech. It was going to be at the town hall at the BB&T Center. So I agreed. I felt like it would be the right thing to do, be able to go speak my part as well as open eyes to a few things that I thought that could make this situation a little better. From there, 3 days ago, so the next day after that, I got an email back from her, and she asked for more of questions rather than a speech, which I was totally fine with. So I wrote a little less of a speech and more of questions that I wanted to ask at the town hall. The day after that, it was more
censoring.
Of questions. She asked for just questions that I would like to ask.
CNN so censoring.
I gave her my questions, and then yesterday at about 5:15,
Censorship News Network,
with her, and she had asked if I just asked her one question. So what they had actually done was wrote out a question for me. Because in my interview with CNN, I talked about arming.
Hey, you're coming on CNN. We told you to write our questions, but we're going to have the questions ready for you.
And they had, she had taken that of what I had briefed on and actually wrote that question out for me. So I have that question here if you'd like me to ask it for you.
Well, but I just want to make sure I have this straight. So you sent them a long, in effect, essay on what you thought. But they put
yes,
their
sir.
Own words in the question, and they weren't the same as the words you had said in. They were the producer's words?
Absolutely. They had taken what I had wrote and what I had briefed on and talked about, and they actually wrote the question for me.
And it's like, see, CNN thinks that
words. I mean,
CNN thinks he's so weak-minded that CNN's going to play. You can pull it down. We got to go to break here anyway. This is the saddest part about it is, but I'm telling you, this is such a tactic of the left. As soon as... You can understand everything you want to know about the left by what they do and say and think about others. So the left, this is how weak-minded the left is, honestly, where they get this essay or whatever from Colton and they read it and they're like, no, this doesn't fit our agenda. We got to put something else in there. So here's what they say. They say, well, let's just send him this question. He'll just go along with it because he's young and impressionable and we're in charge and we're CNN and we're more important than anything and he just wants to be on CNN. So we'll just give him a question and he'll say yes, of course, and go along with it. Oops. No, he didn't, did he? He's a strong-minded individual and he has principles and he told you to get lost, CNN. Nice try, Communist News Network. You got outsmarted by a high schooler.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it could do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
You know, I continue to get people sending me just insane information, just literally the most ridiculous stuff about this Florida shooting. And it's like, I don't even want to go with it, man. It's like, you know, how controlled, how contrived, how disgusting does it really have to get before you just say, you know what, you're sick people. You're sick people, and I don't even want to cover it anymore. And it's pretty much where we're at, but we have to cover it. Now, Colton Haab is not the only one calling out CNN for its censorship at the town hall. But you also had a father slamming CNN for its censorship at the town hall. Here is the father of Ariana Klein, Andrew Klein, speaking to Fox News.
Yes. Well, I think the whole point of the town hall meeting was to hear the kids and hear what we had to say. And for that
no,
to
it
happen,
wasn't. It was to get CNN's anti... Hold on, pause it right there. See, this is what, this is the key. This is what people need to understand. Because she's a young high schooler. She's assuming the world is as we see it. That is the typical mistake that you make until you take the red pill, folks. That was the mistake I made in college. That was the mistake. That's what the liberal indoctrination relies on. Is that you will accept the world is as you see it. So she says, hey, we're having this town hall. You know, I'm expecting this to be a chance for the students to voice their opinions, right? I mean, we were the victims. It was our school. This should be about us. Wrong. It's all about CNN. It's all about the Democrats. And it's all about their agenda to banish guns and to get rid of the Second Amendment. That's what this is about. That is the key to understand here. CNN and the Democrats don't give a lick about students dying in a high school. They couldn't care less. If they really cared, they would say, let's put armed guards in front of the school tomorrow. You notice how they don't call for that. Even if you want to pass some anti-gun legislation, it's still going to take weeks or months or years to even get that passed. Notice how they do nothing immediately. They push their agenda. It always goes back to the agenda. That's the key. Even if you disagree politically with people, until you understand that the world as you see it is not as it is, it's contorted, it's twisted, it's just like the movie They Live where you have to put the glasses on. Put these glasses on or start chewing concrete. Put these glasses on or you're going to eat that trash can. That's what people need to understand. And I guess, you know, the more that they expose themselves on the left, the more people are going to get this. Let's go back to Ariana Klein.
Be heard, and he should have been able to ask any question he had to ask. But instead, we have these networks that don't want us to give our real opinions, and they want us to further their own agendas.
Guess who just put the glasses on?
Most of the students, Andrew, had the same.
This is, see, and this is where these students, now they have the glasses on, they're like, wow, CNN is total trash. They don't want to hear from me. I'm the victim. CNN comes into my school, exploits this crisis, exploits this tragedy for their own ratings and their own agenda. That's what communists do every time.
Diversity of opinion among either the students or anyone else that I saw even in the audience.
And Laura, that's not surprising at all. I actually spoke to a CNN producer on Thursday, the day after the shooting, and the producer insinuated to me they were looking for people who were willing to espouse a certain narrative, which was taking the tragedy and turning it into a policy debate, and I read that as being a gun control debate. And unfortunately,
these
I think
are
a lot
sick
of the people,
man. The left is sick, dude. Liberalism is a mental disorder, man.
What they're talking about, because I'm a Republican, I'm a gun owner, I'm a responsible gun owner. And when we talk about gun control, it's not about taking guns away from people like me. It's about keeping them out of the hands of the people who should not have them, who are irresponsible, who are a threat to society. And when, you know, last night when Ted Deutch kept repeating his mantra that he wants to eliminate any gun that can fire 150 rounds in 6 minutes, that's almost every gun that's out there.
So this right, let's pull it down.
Assault weapons ban.
See, this is the stuff I'm talking about. David Hogg, it's like, I don't even report this stuff, man. But David Hogg was interviewing Ted Deutch like a month before this happened. I mean, what are the odds of that? What are the odds that Hogg is shooting an anti-gun video hours before the shooting? What are the odds David Hogg gets a VIP tour of CNN, and is sitting on the stage? What are the odds his father's FBI? What are the odds that the same members of the drama club are the only people that make television? What are the odds CNN wants to censor anyone that's not a liberal?
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Welcome back. You're on the War Room. It's Freedom Command Central with your co-hosts, Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer. The shooting in Parkland has given the tech left and the mainstream media their forum for the drive for censorship. I made a mad dash for Washington, D.C. yesterday to speak to a Free Our Internet event where we commemorated the fight ahead. Let's roll that tape.
Amazon for Yahoo. It's not socialist media, it's social media. 2016 was the year in which the mainstream media lost their monopoly control of discourse regarding American politics. And now, the tech left, in a brutal campaign of censorship, wants to put the toothpaste back in the tube. That is not going to happen. And therefore, on every front, we need to oppose the war of censorship and expose the manipulation of the First Amendment and our right to free expression. Whether it is manipulation of the algorithms, whether it is shadow banning, whether it is their fake news notifications, they're not putting the toothpaste back in the tube. We will fight this out in the courts. We will fight it out in the Congress. We will fight it out in front of the administration. And most importantly, we will fight it out in the court of public opinion. We're asserting notification on Google and the other big boys of Silicon Valley. You will not strangle the First Amendment. You will not silence us. The American people will not give up what they have learned, that through the Internet, the political narrative is no longer controlled by three television networks. and two cable news networks. No, the fight for the First Amendment will endure, and we will succeed. Thank you so much for being here. Free our internet.
And that pretty much sets the table. Only nights ago was the night of the long knives on Twitter, where thousands of liberty and conservative oriented Twitter subscribers woke up to find out they were locked out of their Twitter feed, accused of being a bot. And then after you filled out a form, if they readmitted you to Twitter, you found that huge swaths of your followers had disappeared. The internet entrepreneur, Jason Fick, who joined us on the War Room the night before last, tells me today that he has been blocked now from posting on Facebook, and he believes he is being monitored by Facebook. And then, of course, we have the extraordinary fight where CNN, a news organization, puts pressure and lobbies YouTube to decapitate, yes, you heard it, InfoWars. Oh, and tell us what's going on in this particular struggle.
Well, specifically, when it comes to YouTube, what we deal with on a regular basis, in fact, what we're still dealing with here on the War Room, I don't remember the date. I mean, we haven't been able to go live on our YouTube channel for almost a month now, guys. I mean, what are we looking at? About a month, I think. And so what happens, Roger, is... Now, here's the key, though, and this is why Fick was so spot on when you talked to him yesterday, because they are monitoring Fick. They are monitoring us. They have an extra special eye, extra special attention on us to try to catch us slipping up, catch any time they can to try to block us, ban us, etc. And so they'll find, some clip that gets played. For example, we had a clip that we ran of Sean White's gold medal Olympic run, a 30-second clip. And we got struck because it was caught in some algorithm that, okay, you're playing someone else's stuff, so you're not allowed to play it. 30-second clip of an Olympic run. I mean, you'd think that'd be fair use. So this is kind of some of the stuff. But with the social media, it's a little different, because with Twitter, what they're doing is, like you said earlier, they're either deeming you a bot to try to, just relieve you of their platform. They don't want you on there. Or they're doing the shadow banning, where they say, okay, we'll have some sort of algorithm that basically disappears you from the actual Twitter feed. So you'll make a post and your post will be there, but nobody's going to see it unless they specifically go to your channel. Now, in the Project Veritas video, you heard the guy from YouTube say that, how they want it to be, if you're going to search for Alex Jones on YouTube, well, you're not going to find him. You have to know to go to the Alex Jones channel, otherwise you're not going to find him. And it's really sick, isn't it, Roger? I mean, it's really sick that these people would do this, but you know why they do it? It's because they're scared. They're scared of our ideas, they're scared of our will, and they're scared of our policies actually rejuvenating America and then dominating the public opinion. That's why they do it. They're losers, and they're cowards, and they know they can't defeat us in a debate or an idea, in a battle of idea and wit, so they just erase us from the arena, and then they stand tall like, ha ha ha, look at me, I'm the champion. No, you're not. You're a coward and a fraud. You erased all your competition. You're a sick freak. That's what YouTube does. That's what Twitter does. And that's what Facebook does. And that's why they don't want you on Twitter, Roger, because you're better than them.
Well, this is about reasserting control. They're still smarting over losing the 2016 presidential election, where they had all the technological and financial advantages, and they had the more experienced candidate who didn't know that she was supposed to pitch her campaign to 270 electoral votes, and they lost. And now they seek, as I said in Washington yesterday, to put the toothpaste back in the tube. But the fact that CNN is specifically targeting InfoWars, and this ridiculous system of that you get three strikes and you're out. This is reminiscent of Twitter. If you had three complaints, well, then you were under scrutiny. Well, if your tweets are controversial, if your posts on YouTube are controversial and fact-based and they disturb the standard conventional liberal narrative, of course you're going to engender complaints. David Brock has people at phone banks making phony complaints all day when he's not paying for bots or trying to boost the SEO of negative stories that he plants about people on the right. So this is an abusive process. But if there's any better reason for you to go to the InfoWars store now, it is to gird us for this fight. We are headed to an enormous battle here on every front, be it in the courts, before the Congress, before the administration, and most importantly in the court of public opinion. Yes, in the streets through peaceful protest. And we need your help in this fight. We don't have the kind of loose change that they have at Google and many on the tech left. And therefore, we depend on you for our support. So if you go to the InfoWars store, you can support the fight for freedom. You can support the fight against censorship. The Super Blue entire product line, a real favorite in our family, 50% off. BrainForce Plus, 25% off. These are extraordinary prices. And you not only get a great product, which I think you will enjoy and come to value, but you also help our struggle against those who would strangle the First Amendment, those who would knock InfoWars off the air, off of Google, off of YouTube, off the internet. So it's win-win, folks. Help us get ready for this fight. Go to the InfoWars store now. Owen and I are going to continue to break this down for you because, in a way, the Parkland tragedy has opened the door for a forum to try to silence us. And as we expose the phoniness of CNN's agit prop town meeting, where everything was scripted with the exception of an exceptional performance by Dana Loesch, well, that gives them the main chance. That's why they are in full throttle against us and why we need your help today.
Scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. Let's talk to Victor in Florida. Victor, you're calling. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Alex. First, I just want to mention, if people just go and try the products, they will be ordering all the time. I've ordered several of the products over and over because it's amazing. In particular, Silver Bullet, as soon as I start to feel like I get a little sick, you know, maybe like a little raspiness in my throat, I drop some Silver Bullet and it, like, I'll still feel a little sick, but it won't last as long. And I just ordered the body, the Alpha Power, and the Pollen Block.
Well, let me just say something, Victor. It's people like you that then fund the whole operation, because a very small percentage of people buy products and a very small percentage of them buy a lot of the products. So thank you. But when you mention the Silver Bullet colloidal silver, it's got thousands of reviews, a 98% review. It is our highest reviewed product because it is from the top lab in the country, discounted high quality colloidal silver. And it's not a Silver Bullet, but it's the closest thing you're going to find to a Silver Bullet.
Infowars.com/show.
Mike Stone, Owen Schroyer. The Democratic establishment and the permanent two-party duopoly is celebrating, high-fiving themselves today over the news that former Paul Manafort deputy Rick Gates, who worked on the Trump campaign, has agreed to plead guilty to lying and other charges and will testify against Paul Manafort. I point out again that none of the charges levied against Manafort or Gates pertain either to Russia or to the Trump campaign in any way. Very clearly, the flipping of Gates is meant to put additional pressure on Manafort in the hopes that he will somehow testify against the president. The problem with this reasoning is that Manafort has nothing that he can say that will imply a wrongdoing on the part of Donald Trump or his campaign pertaining to Russian collusion or, to my knowledge, any other issue. Therefore, Manafort's testifying against the president would have to involve the bearing of false witness, perjury. I still don't believe that he will do it. This is a bid by the special counsel to up the pressure on Manafort. But to what end is not exactly clear. Owen?
Well, I think you nailed it on the head. I think that they want to get, you know, Manafort or whoever it is, Manafort obviously the lead target right now, to admit to something that doesn't exist. They think they can bully him and, you know, levy whatever kind of legal charges that they may think they have against him to say, all right, look, all you got to do is sell out the bigger fish. All you got to do is tell us how Trump colluded with Russia. Give us something. Tell us Trump has bank records. Tell us Trump has a connection. Just give us something. But the problem is there's nothing to give. So like you said, it's kind of an interesting scenario. They know there's nothing to give. They know that there's nothing there. So they know that they're asking for an impossible task, but they figure let's just put it in Manafort's court and let's see what he comes up with. And I agree with you. I don't think Manafort sells Trump down the river, because even if he wanted to, what's he going to do? He's not going to perjure himself. He's not going to make something up. It doesn't really benefit him in the end. And you've got another situation where if Flynn's case gets dropped because of the way the evidence was obtained, well, now they're going to have to throw out Manafort's case too. So you've got all that going on. And Roger, I would suspect The same thing is happening behind closed doors to Hillary Clinton and Obama and Holder and Rice and the like, but nobody's talking about it. I would guess the same thing is happening to some of these people on the left saying, hey, look, we've got you here. We're not going to make a big fuss about it. We don't have some special counsel that has to update the public, but we've got you. And so you can either tell us exactly how X and Y went down and who is behind it, or, you know, maybe there'll be some charges against you. Maybe there's some jail time that you need to check out. But how does Manafort just invent something about Trump that doesn't exist? That's their challenge. That's what they think they can get Manafort to do.
Yeah, well, the left is delusional. I mean, I read an extraordinary piece by Margaret Carlson on the Daily Beast this morning. Now, I know Margaret Carlson. I introduced her to Donald Trump, you know, in 2000 or 1999. There was a time when I thought she was a pretty smart, responsible journalist, but she just buys a whole hog the entire ridiculous notion of Russian collusion. She still looks at the completely benign meeting held by Donald Trump Jr., which produces nothing. She ignores the fact that the Russian woman lawyer in question is in the country without a visa and that there's no upshot from the meeting. She produces no information, yet she claims to find a crime. There is no crime there. There is no Russian collusion. The entire idea that Donald Trump needed help from the Russians to win this election is an insult in itself. Hillary Clinton, who had all the financial and technical advantages and far more experience at presidential politics, ran one of the worst campaigns in American political history. Donald Trump, who's thought to be an amateur, but who is in fact a public relations genius, ran one of the most epic grassroots unconventional presidential campaigns in American political history. He simply outfought, outfoxed, outthought, outstrategized her, and in the stretch, he outworked her. And the left just cannot admit that they took a beating because they were picking out the curtains for the Oval Office when Donald Trump crossed the finish line.
Oh, but Roger, it's so obvious that Trump colluded with Russia and the Kremlin. You know, obviously he's got contacts at the highest level, probably talking to Putin, and that's why he had to send his son, Don Jr., to take some obscure meeting with a Russian lawyer that also happened to work with Fusion GPS to expose Bill Browder. So, I mean, of course Trump is colluding with Russia. That's why he has to send Don Jr. to some obscure meeting. I mean, that's what happens when you're colluding at the highest levels of the Russian government. You just have some random Russian lawyer to talk to. I mean, that's how it works. I mean, that makes sense.
Well, it just seems to me with the indictment of 13 Russian nationals, we've now set a standard. Will Hillary be indicted for her colluding with Ukrainian nationals? Will FBI officials go to jail for colluding with a foreign national, Christopher Steele, who was dealing in turn with the Russians? Will George Soros be indicted? He's not a U.S. citizen, but he was interfering in the American election. A new standard has been set here, and is no person above the law. That's what they've told us. Yet we had these show indictments for a trial that will never happen, simply to create the headline, Russians interfered in presidential election. It's not until you get to paragraph 3 that you learn that there was no connection, coordination, or collusion with the Trump campaign. This is meant to prop up the sagging public relations of Mr. Mueller. And once again, the new indictments against Manafort and Gates that were unveiled today don't pertain in any way to Donald Trump or the Trump campaign or the presidential campaign of 2016. This is an exercise in high pressure tactics to force Manafort to bear false witness against the president and also to prop up the PR, the sagging PR of the special counsel, who in the wake of the exposed text messages, God bless you, Judicial Watch, we have exposed as a completely naked partisan witch hunt.
Well, this is just going to be incredible to see how this all breaks down, because my guess is, you know, this Democrat memo is coming out. It may come out today, but it's expected to come out sometime next week. My guess is this Democrat memo and everything that they're all hopped up about was what came out today, or excuse me, what came out yesterday with the Mueller indictments. My guess is the entire Democrat memo is this, you know, millions of dollars they're claiming that Manafort was laundering and had offshore. I think that that's all they got. I mean, I don't know where else they go from here. And it's all going to blow up in their face. Again, Flynn's case is probably going to get dropped because the way they obtain the evidence. And then in turn, that means that Manafort's case is going to be dropped. Real quick, Roger, we got 15 seconds till break. Do you know if is Paul Manafort talking to Donald Trump, or does he have a conduit to talk to Donald Trump at all?
I have no way of knowing. Oh, and I cannot address the question because I don't know the answer.
Okay, I would hope that he does, but you know, that's interesting. Again, this is all coming down. Alex Jones is going to be joining us in the next segment. A rare Alex Jones, kind of like a rare Pepe. A rare Alex Jones joins us in the next segment. You're not going to want to miss it.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
liberty or give me death. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream
right now at Infowars.com/show.
Well, this is it, Owen. This is what the CNN and the New York Times and Washington Post are crapping themselves over. This is the info war. Just regular Americans promoting good old-fashioned Americana. If you want hell on earth, go to North Korea or Venezuela. But why are we here? It's not about us. It's about the movement and the global awakening. And it's about the hell they tried to put us through, Trump through, and the patriots out there watching and listening. But here it is. InfoWars' main YouTube channel is two strikes away from being banned. And then that was this morning. Now there's other strikes. So they said they're going to take the channels down. And I've read what they say. They go, you bullied children. And they say that you said no one died and then attacked the children. No, these are high school seniors. They're public figures. They're putting out political statements. And they are pushing this whole situation. And then we didn't say nobody died. I think people got shot there. We didn't say that, but even if we did, that's our free speech. And so CNN goes, we can't show you the video. It's too hateful, but we have the video and then we're going to play it later. Now, I don't even watch, most of the time, X-Files, which Chris Carter's a good guy, says Alex Jones isn't a racist, and he had a really bold move as a powerful producer to have a pro Alex Jones character in there. That was a revolutionary act. And I watched kind of the opening season, but I just don't watch fiction a lot. That's the only pro show. There are 10 shows we know of, Homeland, Kepler, who attack us 5 nights a week and who say things we never said. So Kepler, and you weren't going to play this, it's the same way. I've never really watched the show. I've seen a few clips because it's not like a power trip to get there with your wife and kids and go, here, let's see some teleprompter reading a-hole, say we're Nazis and act all intellectual and read off a teleprompter. It's sickening. It's sad for America. It's like focusing on a tumor in your MRI or CAT scan. You don't want to focus. It's like, doctor, just get the damn thing out.
It's dumbing us down.
So I'm not into tumor worship. Exactly. And then McBreen said, listen, I know Owen doesn't want to watch this. I want to see this, but you've got to watch this. So I watched this 20 minutes ago. That's why I came in and barged in on the show. And then you got a guest coming on. And I'm watching this and I'm seeing this.
It's a flattering picture of me.
And it's huge breaking news in just a minute. And then I watch Kepler, just part of it. I watched like 2 minutes all I could stand. And he basically at the end goes, these sons of bitches, they hate our children. They say our children weren't under attack. They don't play clips. They don't say any of it. You were incredibly subdued when they're in drama. They're in theater. They're going to CNN. Their parents are anti-gun. They're in anti-gun programs before. They're the 4 out of 3,000 people. They edited it so you say that. There are 4 people out of 3,000 that are everywhere. And you go, why could that be? We're only seeing the 4 students. Could it be scripted? CNN is in the middle of a giant controversy for scripting and giving questions to everybody and not letting them say anything that was pro-gun. This is public. These are the guys that give Donna Brazile the questions for Hillary. These are the people that, you know, staged Muslims protesting Muslim terror in London. They did fake Scud attacks. From Georgia on a blue screen saying they were in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. I mean, they said babies got thrown out of incubators and their brains bashed out. So we launched all these wars and destabilized the whole Middle East. Like, we have the babies in incubators clip. Cause that's admitted. It was the daughter of a PR firm owner, never been to Kuwait. Her dad was Kuwaiti. There were no babies. There were no throwing people out of incubators. None of this happened. So we're not saying this didn't happen. We're saying, hey, all these local news stations reported multiple shooters. Look at these clips. That's interesting. Why is it this national news? Then we have a student on that goes, oh, yeah, I talked to my friend. She was with the shooter, Cruz, the reported shooter, while the shooting's going on. And I'm like, I even said, are these people plants behind the scenes? I said, this is crazy. Because, you know, you want to believe the terrible news, but it's still more believable that there actually was a crazy Prozac head doing this who said he'd do it, and the FBI stood down, and the sheriff's department. Now it's 4 deputies stood down for 5-6 minutes. Trump's bad, saying there was a stand down. Trump, everybody was warned. The Democrat sheriff stood down.
The FBI.
But again, they say that's a conspiracy theory. And what they're doing is they're censoring all these videos where we have people saying multiple shooters, all of it. going, we believe there were shootings, we believe it happened, we're not attacking these kids, we believe they're given talking points, and then they edit it down and say, that son of a bitch, Owen Schroyer, he said these aren't even real people. When you said is, they're being scripted clearly, all saying the same stuff, and then now CNN's been caught doing it, and so what does CNN do? They go, we're filing complaints, and we're almost there to shut Alex Jones down. That's a news agency trying to shut down. I mean, I'm on over 200 radio stations. We're on, you're on probably 20 now. You're on a bunch of TV stations. We just signed a thing.
And we just picked up a new one, I think, in Utah, too, or something.
There's so many. I can't. Your brand new show, it's a legendary. Usually people do, like, local show for 10 years. It's top, and they syndicate it. Fails 90% of the time. You're syndicated right away winning. Oh, wait, it doesn't matter. The point is, we just signed a deal. We're not even paying for it, but we signed the agreement with 56 TV stations. In fact, that's why they're pissed at coming after us.
Yeah.
In fact, maybe we're failing. You're beating us. Everything's over. We're weak. Oh, my God, you defeated us. That's why they're coming after someone, because they know that we're hitting them on every cylinder. So this Kepler guy, another pseudo-intellectual with his little skinny tie and all the teleprompters are loaded up.
He's got the stacks of news like we do, except we actually read the stacks of news. He just puts it up as a prop.
Oh, they can't even deal with this. And why do we have stacks of news? Because computers load, things get changed, they change headlines. We just want to have everything we've looked at as a hard copy. Like, we pioneered this. We didn't, like, Karl Rove would have a stack of note cards in a debate to intimidate somebody. No, we don't do this to intimidate people. When I say I've got the damn thing trying to shut us down right here, we've got it. We're showing you. Document cam, please. David Knight is the most gentlemanly, nice person. Very intellectual show. That's what you want. You know, you got to be more flamboyant, you whatever. And I'm saying it, different strokes, different folks. He does a great job. They filed on him saying he was bullying the children and then other stuff. And that's his own channel. They're shutting everything down right now. But this says we violated hate guidelines for harassment and bullying for videos saying multiple eyewitnesses report more than one shooter in Parkland, Florida shooting. I played the Houston station that was there for the baseball tryouts. I played the local station, and then we had the young black man senior on the show, Owen, to say all this.
Who we proved was a student. We knew he was a student.
Oh, Snopes said he was fake, because we're saying students are fake. They said he was an actor we hired.
And they had to retract that whole story.
They had to retract it. So they're doing everything they say we did, and then CNN says, the number one video, Kepler covers it and implies it's us, on YouTube, was that they were crisis actors. No, they just pointed out that he was an actor in different TV shows. They didn't even say crisis actors. It was somebody else's video. Then they say it's us, and they go, we're moving to have InfoWars shut down for saying no one died or no one was shot.
But think about how unreal it is, Alex, where it reaches a level of hate, and I don't even know what you would call it. So
They're selling the end of the internet. This is the end of internet freedom. News Corp has joined with Soron. They have announced in the Wall Street Journal they're going to shut us down as a test, and then everyone. It's been announced, just like Matt Drudge got told by the other conservative living Chief Justice, can't say his name, 2 years ago. Drudge came, he said, I met with him. He said, well, Hillary wins, they're shutting down everything, they're going to come after all of us. They don't care Hillary lost. They're just going forward with it.
Well, they don't even care that they're going to say, oh, look at crazy InfoWars reporting multiple shooters. They're crazy. And then out of the other
and
side of their mouth,
and then it's K-H-O-U!
And then they say, oh, but no one got shot. So InfoWars is reporting multiple shooters, and they're reporting no one got shot. That doesn't even make sense. It's not even logical.
But here's the key. Is there a quote? Is there a video? No. CNN, who's caught staging town halls and giving Hillary Clinton the debate questions, when are we going to break here? The clock's the same, isn't it?
40 seconds.
All right, we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back. I got your guests. We can push them back. Kepler. Jordan Kepler, what's his name?
Josh Kepler or something.
And I don't just act like cool, like I don't know who he is. I don't watch, diarrhea coming out of somebody's ass. Okay, excuse me. I shouldn't talk like that. The point is that diarrhea coming out of a wart-infested butt, Kepler, is a joke. I mean, this is a parasite that reads off a teleprompter that has sold his soul with Viacom and Sumner Redstone to sit there and prey on America and bully us, and it's not going to happen anymore. So let's look at the anatomy of a literal enemy of this country when we come back.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
New from Emmerich's Essentials. Fragrance-free natural deodorant for your body care needs. Playing basketball in the dry summer heat really makes me sweat. To maintain my game, I need all the confidence I can get. That's why I use Emmerich's Essentials natural deodorant. Made with organic ingredients, this deodorant combines mineral crystals with natural botanicals to ionize odor, keeping me fresh throughout the day. While shooting hoops, the last thing I want is sweaty armpits making my hands slippery and the ball wet. That's why I recommend Emmerich's Essentials fragrance-free deodorant. Even though it's unscented, it's effective at combating strong body odor, and I don't have to worry about any unwanted allergic reactions to my sensitive skin. Whether you're a guy or gal, the last thing you want to be worried about is your deodorant. No petroleum-based ingredients, 100% natural, and cruelty-free. Stay in the game with Emmerich's Essentials fragrance-free natural deodorant. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rite's freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much.
Much.
I just knew too much.
Does that make me crazy? So here's the deal. This is not our opinion. The Wall Street Journal announced it last week. We covered it, but it was so unbelievable. Headlines: Jones to soon be banned off YouTube. The end of InfoWars is here. Hip, hip, hooray. And the head of News Corp goes, we're working with the left to shut down all alternative media, including liberal media. And then we'll only have about 100 corporations force-fed to you. And shareholders, hold on with us. Don't worry, we'll be profitable again. And I covered all this on the show today. And then we're very clear. I think people got shot at this thing. We had debates on both sides about Sandy Hook because there was a lot of anomalies. And then they think because we've debated stuff, we don't have a talking point, we're weak on that. Oh, they're weak on school shootings. Just say Jones says nobody got shot here. And then, oh, we need to ban Jones. He's putting out videos. It says it right here in the complaints document, Cam. Shot if you can. Jones is attacking and bullying the children for saying there's multiple eyewitnesses report. And then it's news, TV news. I'm showing clips of that. So, again, this is next level. Here's another one. David Hogg can't remember his lines in a TV interview. You play the clip. He's like, I'm sorry. Just get it right. Say it this way.
It's a video. What?
I mean, it's beyond, we're not saying no one got killed. We're not saying, we're saying these are the four students of 3,000 that his mom works at CNN, his dad's FBI. These are the PR people, just like CNN staged the town hall. And we're saying they're scripting, they're anti-gunners. That's a fact. And they go, no, you are hurting the children. You are a bully. You said no one died. And then CNN says, the video we got taken down, Jones and Schroyer say no one died.
You don't have a First Amendment right, though. That's what they're saying. You can't report. You can't talk. You don't have a First Amendment right. And then once we take away your First Amendment right and we stage these other shootings, well, then we'll take your Second Amendment right, too, because F you. That's why. Because F you, Nazi.
And by the way, the Sheriff's Department did stand down. Now it's four deputies. Now
to the FBI. But you notice how David Hogg, whose father is in the FBI, has no problem with the FBI completely missing Cruz that was on their
radar. Yeah, they're there to change the subject. And I don't know what the hell's going on. I just know there's all these students going. I was with Cruz. He wasn't shooting people. I don't know what's going on. And it's like, it's on KHOU. And it's on other, and then they talk to a white girl, Hispanic girl, black guy. They're all saying the same freaking thing. They're well-spoken young adults. And then this other student says, I was there. It was a stage town hall, which is CNN's been famous for. On record, they do. That was
stage everything.
And then they go, you're fake. And then they say, what's the black guy's name we had on?
Jaylen Martin.
Jaylen Martin. He comes on. They say he's fake. Oh, they said the bullying of Jaylen Martin. So, here's the babies in incubators, and we're not saying this didn't happen, but if they fake babies in incubators to get us into a huge war, they could fake other things. So once that's been done, you have to question everything. Do school shootings happen? Abso-frickin-lutely. Does the internet think I'm Bill Hicks and I'm not? Abso-frickin-lutely. Do people think there's a flat earth? Yes, that's not us. They have articles saying, I believe the earth's flat. I believe there's a Martian colony with children on it. I never said that. So, again, we're in a total, because we're effective. So, here's the baby in the incubator clip, and then I'm going to get to this Kepler guy, who I've probably watched clips four times, because it isn't like fun, oh, look, they're attacking me, let's tear this, even though it's good radio to cover this, when you know the backstory, when you know they're scum, when you know who Sumner Redstone is, when you know all this stuff, it's like, man, this is really uncool for Kepler. To watch somebody in the service of pure evil. So here's the admitted fake baby incubator clip from Congress in 1990.
Thank you very much. Our final witness is also using an assumed name. And again, we ask our friends in the media to respect the need to...
Yeah, it's totally fake. Let's not investigate this.
And we finally...
Same thing. See, you're being mean to the family and the child if you investigate, because it was fake. Don't question.
Mr.
Chairman, bullying a little girl.
Members of the committee. My name is Nayira, and I just came out of Kuwait.
Never been to Kuwait, it turned out. You can look it up. It's even Wikipedia admits it.
Was it in a basement? CNN's basement, probably. Just like Charles Jaco.
They took the babies. We were in Kuwait on August 2nd for a peaceful summer holiday. My older sister had a baby on July 29th, and we wanted to spend some time in Kuwait with her.
So they personalized it. We had the
I
baby.
Only pray that none of my 10th grade
And she's reading from a script. But if I say she's reading from a script, I'm a bad guy.
You're a bully, Jesus Christ! Take him down! Sorry.
I mean, I wish sometime that I could be an adult. That could grow up quickly.
And this is why they get the actors to do this, because they can cry and they can get emotional on set. Kuwait.
And it turned out she's a young actress.
My country has changed my life forever.
Dad owns a huge PR firm.
Has changed the life of all Kuwaitis, young and old. We are children no more.
God.
My sister, this is, oh my. My 5-day-old
This
nephew,
is what they're doing today, Alex.
Traveled.
Oh, it's on record, yeah.
Safety.
And they can't have us get in the way of it because they're losing.
Wait.
Listen.
They barely escaped when their car was stuck in the desert sand, and help came from Saudi Arabia.
So she makes it personal. My family barely escaped. That was all lies.
I stayed behind and wanted to do something for my country. second week after invasion, I volunteered at the Al-Adan Hospital with 12 other women who
this
wanted to help
the whole
as well.
War. This launched the whole thing.
I was the youngest volunteer. The other women were from 20 to 30 years old. While I was there, I saw the Iraqi soldiers come into the hospital with guns. They took the babies out of the incubators.
And the officer
took the incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
And it never happened.
Search engine, baby incubator controversy, and it says did not happen. She'd never been there, total lie.
Who, if born premature, might have died that day as well.
All right, turn it off. So, there you go. This is the kind of crap they pull. And then, all we're saying is these people are all anti-gun out of 3,000 students. Why are they only talking to these four? So that turns into all these headlines. InfoWars is two strikes away from being banned from YouTube. CNN is directly lobbying YouTube to shut down InfoWars. And they're all breathlessly saying, after Jones claimed no one died, he went too far. But don't worry, we're going to ban him right away. So, let's go ahead now and go to your friend Kepler.
The human embryo.
Who once attended... the thing is, you have to understand, this is a sophist. See, these sociopaths and psychopaths, they have no soul. So they have to, like, copy everything we do from the papers on the desk, everything, because they know how to invert. So everything he's saying, he's done. Everything he's saying is what they're up to. Everything they're saying our high schoolers that are on are actors. They're saying we're attacking children. They are. They're using children.
He said Trump colluded with Russia. Hillary did.
Exactly. So let's go ahead and go to Herr Kepler. Here it is.
Crisis actors. Of course. Trained professionals used to portray super realistic simulations of disasters. It makes so much sense if you're paying attention to sites like InfoWars. Now listen to Owen Schroyer describe the Parkland students.
What it looks like is that the reason why the same people keep appearing on TV is because they are the ones being trained, and they may actually even have some experience in, acting.
Yes.
Stop right there.
Thank you, Owen.
Notice he says the Parkland students, no, the four who are admittedly anti-gun activists who are involved in all this and who are the spokespersons that get on TV and say to Dana Loesch, you're a murderer, we're going to burn you at the stake. They literally said, we're going to burn you. Burn her. Weech, like a Monty Python skit. So again, everything they're saying, they're the ones saying, we're all murderers. We're murderers. They're in a man's world. We say, man, why is it the only four of you out there? Looks like it's scripted. And they go, ape crap.
They have people that go up and they give speeches. Alex, they have the symbol for the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas Drama Club on their shirt. It's the Marjorie Stoneman Drama Club on the shirt.
Well, they admit that.
And it's like, oh, but I'm crazy because I said he's an actor. He's in the drama club, bro. You know what? Jordan Kepler has a show on Comedy Central. No, he doesn't. No.
And again, Kepler is a failed actor. So he's just another dropping of Soros. So let's go to the actor Kepler. Let's go back to him.
And thanks for taking the time off from Googling the sexual side effects of creatine to give us the real
pause again. There's an attack because you're masculine, look like you're in shape. Like let's just this little thing like, oh, let's laugh at him, he's in shape. Soy boys, let's continue. He hits everybody.
Crisis actors, of course. Trained professionals used to...
But I am not a crisis actor.
I'm not a crisis actor.
If you had seen me in our school's production of Fiddler on the Roof, you would know that nobody would pay me to act for anything.
Yeah. Even though you are an actor.
I
literally, this guy's in the drama club.
Who did you play, by the way, in Fiddler on the Roof?
That kid is such a good actor.
There's 3,000 students. Four are 99% of the media coverage. And then CNN gets caught telling everybody else with scripted questions. That's a huge national controversy right now. CNN, you know, again, all the fake stuff they do.
How does he just say that I'm crazy for calling him an actor, and then it shows he's an actor? He literally just disproved his own segment.
That's what I'm saying, though. They have to, they just have a laugh track rolling, though. They're so cheap on Mike in Arizona. You're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/.
Owen Schroyer here for InfoWars.com. We are at the range in Austin, and I'm about to buy an AR-15 because I think they're about to ban them, and I want to make sure I get one before they ban them. Now, I don't think this is going to happen during Trump's presidency, but it's definitely going to happen at some point. They're never going to stop until they ban them, so that's going to be the case. So we're here today not just to get an AR-15, but also to show you that they're not going to sell me one until they fully do a background check on me, and they're not going to sell me one until they know that I know how to use it. He's already been telling me stuff, showing me around. We're going to go to the range. He's going to make sure I know how to use it safely. So part of the things about guns and buying guns and learning about guns is always gun safety. They always go hand in hand. That's the proper way to do this. So Owen Schroyer here at the range in Austin, and we're going to buy an AR-15. We're going to show you it takes a background check, but it's also our right as an American citizen to have a firearm.
Filling out your background check form.
So yes, I've decided that I want to purchase a rifle here today, and I'm now going through the process of a background check and all the other security clearances in order to make that happen. My man's taking care of me. I got to fill out some forms, fill out a buyer profile, and make sure that I'm safe to properly buy a rifle. So part of the questions that I have to fill out here for this form to buy a rifle is, am I an unlawful user of or addicted to, these drugs right here? And we were just discussing, does that count? You know, is that a controlled substance if you're on the SSRI drugs? If you're on a drug like that, that a lot of these shooters that do the mass shootings end up being on the SSRI drugs, the antidepressants, etc. So it's interesting, you know, are they breaking the law if they say they're not addicted to those drugs, even though
they put
they're highly
unlawful
addicted?
User of or addicted to the substance. But there's plenty of people who are on prescription opioids, which are narcotic drugs, across the country.
And SSRI drugs are known to be very, very addictive. I mean, you've seen what the opioid crisis has done to people. So, you know, maybe this is the part of the background check that people need to be thinking about here and, considering what is addicted to and a depressant, a stimulant, a narcotic, or any other controlled substance. Is that a user of an SSRI drug? I think maybe that's the debate that needs to happen here.
So this is the status of his background check here. So proceed. So can you sell him this gun?
I can.
So he's passed his background check?
So I just passed the background check. So the next step is learning the proper procedures to using it, learning how to use it safely, and of course, learning how to shoot it accurately. So that's what we're going to go do now. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Owen Troyer for InfoWars.com. That is the process that you go through if you want to buy a rifle and then shoot a rifle. You got to pass a background check. You have to pass a safety check, and you have to know what you're doing. You have to learn how to load it, how to have the safety on, how to turn it off, and all of the other things that come along with using a rifle. Now, we wanted to do this video as kind of a counterpoint to everything else that you're seeing in the media right now that's blaming the guns. Well, a gun is not going to fire itself, ever. It's never happened. It's impossible. And if we're going to have a debate about this, let's at least have a fair debate. And there is a fair debate to be had. But if we're going to talk about the guns, why not talk about what kind of drugs that the shooter was on? As part of my background check, I had to check that I was not addicted to any narcotics.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the full report is on the Alex Jones YouTube channel. And right here in studio, I have the assault rifle that I purchased legally yesterday after getting a background check. And it was actually a good guy with a gun that stopped the mass murderer that shot up a church in Texas. Never forget that.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for...
Owen Troyer here for InfoWars.com.
This will be a day long remembered. We've seen the end of the Clintons. We'll soon see the end of the globalists.
Donald J. Trump is now president of the United States.
It's not true. That's impossible.
Search your feelings. You know it to be true.
Well, the next mass shooter is already out there, and he probably already has a gun, and if he doesn't have a gun, he's going to get his or her hands on a gun. I guess I should, you know, be a good liberal and not say it's only a he. I mean, I guess a female could shoot up a school just as likely, even though that's not the factual.
They might not be a male or female.
That's true. It could just be gender fluid. So Jake Lloyd joins me in studio here to discuss the Second Amendment, gun rights, why the approach being used by these young students and being pushed by the teachers is not the right approach. Plus, I mean, the craziness about all of this now is the Fantastic Four that get interviewed by CNN and ABC. I mean, just across the board, everybody's interviewing them. They're doing interviews over in Europe, overseas, on different networks too. It's the Fantastic Four. They're so good. And they are actors. People want to inject this new notion that we're saying they're crisis actors and nothing ever happened. No, they're actors. They're literally in the drama club. That's just a fact. I mean, the Marjorie Stoneman hype tweets out about how they're in the drama club. So that's just a fact. But before we start going to these clips, Jake, obviously you're very impassioned about this. You're a weapons expert yourself. You know, you've been trained by the Army how to use these things and why. You know, here in America, it's important that we have the Second Amendment. So just seeing all of this and seeing the talking points and the approach, you know, what is your response?
I think what really needs to be done is we need to look at the history of gun control in the United States, because if you, what a lot of these people are calling for is assault weapons ban. And I have the numbers here about all the stats and everything, how gun crime has fluctuated over the past 25 years or so. But look at it and see if, because there was an assault weapons ban from 94 until 2004. And if you look at it, it doesn't have the effect that people think that it'll have on gun crime. And even more than that, the requirements to be classified as an assault weapon, whether it's a rifle, a shotgun, or a handgun, they're completely arbitrary. They don't affect the lethality of the weapons at all. It has to do with how things look. It has to do with how things, how heavy they are. It doesn't have anything to do with how fast you can.
So I could bring out like a 19th century rifle that fires like two shots a minute.
Yeah.
And that could be considered an assault rifle.
It could if you put a barrel shroud on it, which on your AR right there, if you hold that up, what you have your hand on right there is to protect your hand from the heat of the barrel. That's called a barrel shroud. And it serves the same function as wood does on the forward grip of a weapon. But because that's black and metal and scary.
Scary looking.
It's scary looking. What you're not factoring in when you advocate for gun rights is how many people are scared to death by the gun. You need to factor that in.
Well, and as the guy who was overseeing a shooting yesterday said, he was like, cause he overheard the video and heard and he agreed with what we were saying. He was like, you know, this isn't loaded. There's no ammo in this. But he was like, if you loaded that weapon and sat it down on that table and then you sat there till the day you died, that gun is not going to move.
Yeah.
It's not going to fire. Yeah. It's not going to do anything. There has to be a human behind it. Of course, now they're going to the next level saying, let's just abort all humans and that'll avoid mass shootings. Mm-hmm. So using that logic, why don't we have more mass shootings? Because then there could be less mass shootings.
Well, there's less gun regulation in 2017 than there was in 1994. And we have less crime now. Not even to mention that when the assault weapons ban was put in place in 1994, there was 13,000 deaths by handguns, and there was only 2,800 deaths by other weapons, which includes rifles and shotguns. Not even to mention
how much of those were suicides too.
Oh yeah, that's another factor that needs to be considered.
Usually it's about 70% of gun deaths
are
suicides.
Correct. And if you look, in 2014, this is from FBI crime statistics, handguns killed 5,000 people, rifles killed 248. We're told that rifles are the big killers, but it's 248. Shotguns, remember Joe Biden said, if you want to protect yourself, get a shotgun. Shotguns killed 262. That's 14 more than rifles. Knives in 2014.
And a shotgun the most a shotgun will fire, unless you got some crazy, ridiculous, like pump action barrel, like you're firing maybe six, eight.
Most of them come with duct plugs anyway. So you have like two or three rounds at the most. Knives killed 1,500 people in 2014, which is multitudes more than rifles.
You got soda machines on there? How many people were killed by a soda machine?
Do you want to hear the real kicker? This is from FBI crime statistics, by the way. So blunt objects, baseball bats, wrenches, whatever, killed 435.
Bowling
pins could be blunt objects. They killed almost as much as rifles. According to the FBI crime statistics, you're more likely to get killed by somebody's hands and fists, or fists and feet, than rifles, with 660. You're more likely to get karate chopped to death than killed in a mass shooting by a rifle. But they want to ban assault weapons, which includes rifles. Are we going to ban hands and feet?
And I'll play devil's advocate here for a second, because we kind of use the same argument with open borders. It's like, well, you know, let's say only 10% of them are bad. Well, we don't want that 10%. I think that you could use that same point to say, well, you know, there are this many deaths with a rifle, but there's a different ripple to that, because the Second Amendment and people being aware that we have a Second Amendment actually curtails crime. It actually stops people from doing crimes. And I guarantee you, if Nicholas Cruz was privy to the fact that there was an armed security guard on the site, he may not have done it. He may have decided a different soft target. But he knew at that school it was a gun-free zone, and he could go in there and kill people. He picked his target in the freshman hallway, and there was nobody. There wasn't a good guy with a gun on the scene, so they had to call the police and wait for them to show up.
If you know, if you understand that behind the next door you kick in, there could be somebody waiting there to shoot you, then it mitigates the chance of somebody actually trying to do that. And
you have got any other statistics you want to read here?
So, I mean, we could talk about like what we were talking about with the barrel shroud on that one. You could have a musket that has a barrel shroud and a modified telescoping stock, and it would be considered an assault weapon.
Even if I'm loading it through the barrel?
Even if you're loading it through the barrel, if you have a black barrel shroud on it and you take off the wooden stock and put one of those.
If I made this pink, do you think maybe I'd be okay? If it was
maybe
a pink gun?
Maybe so. Maybe if you took the barrel.
What if my gun was gender fluid?
If you took the barrel.
Right now it identifies as a female.
If you painted the little female sign on it, maybe. Maybe so. Maybe it identifies as a 17th century musket. I don't know.
Which would then make it an assault rifle.
Could possibly.
So it actually needs to identify as a bowling pin. Although then it's more dangerous according to the.
But it doesn't matter because it doesn't look scary.
Maybe we should ban bowling pins.
Maybe we should ban everything.
But the weird like jump of logic that they make where you say, okay, let's have armed security at every bank.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's have armed security at diamond stores. Or if you are, if you are a store owner, you probably have a gun on the scene to protect yourself. We protect banks, I mean, airplanes, airports, courtrooms, but nothing at a school.
Yeah, I'm not big on making arguments like this, like the left does with people, but they want to say, oh, you're not listening to these kids pushing gun control. You're not listening.
We're listening.
You don't care about the kids. How about if we applied the same logic in reverse? They want to protect movie stars. They want to protect banks. Like you said, they want to protect everything that they think is valuable with armed guards. Do they not think that high school students are valuable? Do they not want to protect these valuable high school students? Does the left not care about children? That argument could just as easily be applied to them as they apply it to us. For some reason, you know, we feel like we're above that. I don't know. Maybe we should reconsider that. Maybe we shouldn't. Maybe we should keep the high ground. I don't know. But I think it's important that we point these things out to people so that they understand the nonsensical nature of these arguments.
I think that there's fair debates to be had. The problem is we're not having the fair debates because the left just wants to end the Second Amendment.
Right.
New from Emmerich's Essentials. Fragrance-free natural deodorant for your body care needs. Playing basketball in the dry summer heat really makes me sweat. To maintain my game, I need all the confidence I can get. That's why I use Emmerich's Essentials Natural Deodorant, made with organic ingredients. This deodorant combines mineral crystals with natural botanicals to ionize odor, keeping me fresh throughout the day. While shooting hoops, the last thing I want is sweaty armpits making my hands slippery and the ball wet. That's why I recommend Emmerich's Essentials Fragrance-Free Deodorant. Even though it's unscented, it's effective at combating strong body odor, and I don't have to worry about any unwanted allergic reactions to my sensitive skin. Whether you're a guy or gal, the last thing you want to be worried about is your deodorant. No petroleum-based ingredients, 100% natural and cruelty-free. Stay in the game with Emmerich's Essentials Fragrance-Free Natural Deodorant. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Alexa!
electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Let's talk to Victor in Florida. Victor, you're calling. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Alex. First, I just want to mention, if people just go and try the products, they will be ordering all the time. I've ordered several of the products over and over because it's amazing. In particular, Silver Bullet, as soon as I start to feel like I get a little sick, you know, maybe like a little raspiness in my throat, I drop some Silver Bullet and it, like, I'll still feel a little sick, but it won't last as long. And I just ordered the body, the Alpha Power, and the Pollen Block.
Well, let me just say something, Victor. It's people like you that then fund the whole operation, because a very small percentage of people buy products and a very small percentage of them buy a lot of the products. So thank you. But when you mention the Silver Bullet colloidal silver, it's got thousands of reviews, a 98% review. It is our highest reviewed product because it is from the top lab in the country, discounted high quality colloidal silver. And it's not a Silver Bullet, but it's the closest thing you're going to find to a Silver Bullet.
Infowars.com/show.
All right, I've really got to focus in here for the next three segments to try to take care of all of this news that I've got. But before I get to all of that, I wasn't even aware of this. This is actually really cool. If you go to SpikesTactical.com, SpikesTactical.com, and use the code Alex, we can get you major discounts and major savings from SpikesTactical.com. You have the store pulled up right there. So you've got all kinds of made in America, AR-15s, accessories, etc., all at SpikesTactical.com. And with the code Alex, you can get discounts there. So check out SpikesTactical.com. Of course, also InfoWarsStore.com. We've got backpack plated body armor if you want to put the plate in your backpack and send them to school. We've got bulletproof vests. We've got body armor backpack. There's the Citizen Armor Gray right there. I'm thinking about getting myself one of those. So, you know, I mean, this is the stuff people think about. This is the market that people get more interest in when these things happen. There's the Defender body armor right there. You can slide that into a backpack. And you heard at the top of the last video report I shot, I'm not a big rifle guy, honestly. I don't get off talking about rifles and having a big gun, like, look at me. Like, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. It's cool stuff. I mean, I had a blast shooting this thing yesterday. It's really cool when you have it. I mean, it's an empowering feeling. I did this because, as you heard in the video, I think they're going to ban this stuff. They're coming. They're never going to stop. They're never going to stop trying to ban these things. So I figured, okay, you're going to try to ban the assault rifle. I'm going to go out and buy one. And in fact, I've got a story here somewhere. I don't even know. My head is spinning. Gun sales are up. Gun sales are literally up now because of them trying to grab the guns. I don't know where that story is, but I had it here somewhere. So anyway, InfoWarsStore.com, folks, this is how you support us. We've got toothpaste, all kinds of household products, shampoo. Don't forget about the new liver cleanse, Icarin. 50% off Icarin right now. A powerful liver cleanse at InfoWarsStore.com. And this is how you support the InfoWars so that we can expand in the face of the censorship. So Jake Lloyd is in studio. He's going to be with here for the remainder of this. We're going to talk about the student actors. Yes, they're actors. They're in their drama program is what we're saying there. We're not saying they're faking or that the shooting didn't happen. We're just saying they happen to be in the drama program. And it looks like there might be some collusion there with the Me Too marchers of the George Soros-funded protests. So we're going to get into that in a minute. Obviously, they're coming after the Second Amendment. But Trump had a quote-unquote listening session today, and you heard from students, you heard from parents, not just from the Florida shooting, but also from Sandy Hook. It got really emotional. Unfortunately, I was not able to listen to most of this. I'm not sure if they may have actually tried to throw us under the bus because Trump did an interview with us here. But I'm not sure if that happened. But I wanted to play this clip. This was one of the clips that I was lucky enough to hear. This is from Andrew Pollock. Now, Andrew Pollock showed up at the school looking for his daughter, Meadow, and he was wearing a Trump shirt. So immediately he got attacked by the left saying, this is all your fault. You did this to your daughter. I mean, talk about insensitivity. It always comes from the left, really. And he was at the listening session today, and he had a minute to voice his opinion. Here is the powerful testimony from Andrew Pollock, the father of Meadow Pollock that died in the Parkland, Florida shooting.
Because my daughter has no voice. She was murdered last week, and she was taken from us. Shot 9 times on the 3rd floor. Now, we, as a country, failed our children. This shouldn't happen. We go to the airport. I can't get on a plane with a bottled water, but we leave it. Some animal could walk into a school and shoot our children. It's just not right, and we need to come together as a country and work on what's important, and that's protecting our children in the schools. That's the only thing that matters right now. Everyone has to come together and not think about different laws. We need to come together.
Here, pause it right there real quick. That's the key, though. See how he says that's the only thing that's important? Not to the left. That's the key. The only thing that's important to the Democrats, the only thing that's important to the left is banning guns, grabbing the guns, demonizing guns, and banning the Second Amendment. That's what's important to them. That's how you know it, because they don't listen to a voice of reason like Andrew Pollock saying, I can't get on an airplane or here or here without being faced with an armed guard. How come we don't have them at schools? Roll the clip on.
Different parties and figure out how we protect the schools. It's simple.
That's not what the left is interested in.
We protect airports, we protect concerts, stadiums, embassies, the Department of Education that I walked in today that has a security guard in the elevator. How do you think that makes me feel? In the elevator, they got a security guard.
The bureaucrats are more important than the kids.
Because it keeps happening. 9/11 happened once. And they fixed everything. How many schools, how many children have to get shot?
Not by banning planes.
It stops here with this administration and me. I'm not gonna sleep until it's fixed. And Mr. President, we're gonna fix it. Because I'm gonna fix it. I'm not gonna rest. And look at, my boys need to live with this. I want to see everyone. You guys look at this. Me, I'm a man. But to see your children go through this, bury their sister. So that's what I keep saying this, because I want it to sink in. Not forget about this. We can't forget about it. All the school shootings. It doesn't make sense. Fix it. Should have been one school shooting and we should have fixed it. And I'm pissed because my daughter I'm not going to see again. She's not here. She's in North Lauderdale at whatever it is, King David Cemetery. That's where I go to see my kid now. And it stops. We all work together and come up with the right idea, and it's school safety. It's not about gun laws right now. That's another fight, another battle. Let's fix the schools, and then you guys can battle it out whatever you want. But we need our children safe. Monday, tomorrow, whatever day it is, your kids are going to go to school. You think everyone's kids are safe? I didn't think it was going to happen to me. If I knew that, I would have been at the school every day if I knew it was that dangerous. It's enough. Let's get together, work with the president, and fix the schools. That's it. No other discussions. Security, whatever we have to do. Get the right people, the consultants. It's a These are our commodities, man. I'm never going to see my kid again. I want you all to know that. Never, ever will I see my kid. That's how.
Well, that is just a powerful testimony there from Andrew Pollack. You can hear the passion and the truth. And to answer the question, why wasn't it fixed? Again, that's because the left doesn't want to fix it. The left makes it all about guns. So the left makes it a party divide, a partisan divide, so that you're only debating guns. It's not about protecting the kids. That's why it's never fixed, because the left makes it a debate about guns instead of protecting the children. Jake, in the final 30 seconds, what do you think about that testimony?
The thing is, this guy makes too much sense, and that's why the left goes after people like him. That's why the left goes after people like the, they silence anybody. They went after some woman, and now she's being harassed because she worked with Russian bots. But the truth is, just the same as we need government, it was said around our nation's founding that if men were angels, there'd be no need for government. If men were angels, there'd be no need for guns. And that's all that I have to say about it.
We've got some more videos on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is The War Room.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1% to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com.
or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Roger Stone.
Watch the live stream
right now at Infowars.com/show.
All right, Jake Lloyd in studio here with me, Owen Schroyer on the War Room. We got a bunch of video clips that we've got to get to. There's some new stories developing right now at Infowars.com. The shooting situation just gets weirder and weirder. Let's first go to this clip. The reason why I want to play all these videos is so that you can understand there is a contrived effort here from the left to only give the voice to the left. So in other words, all of these students that had already been trained in the drama department in high school were already geared up and ready to go on TV and do these interviews. One of them even says, we'll have the clip. Well, maybe I'll go back to school or maybe I'll just keep doing interviews because they are the only ones that get the TV interviews, not the pro Second Amendment activists. So here's a clip. This is just insane. This is apparently this video comes from David Hogg. Have you seen this when he's in the closet?
I haven't. No.
So watch this clip. This is apparently David Hogg in a closet during the shooting. And magically, the girl he's in the closet with says, yeah, I was going to be in the NRA. Now I definitely don't. Roll the clip.
I really don't think there's anything new to say, but there shouldn't have to be. Because if you looked around this closet and saw everyone just hiding together, you would know that this shouldn't be happening anymore.
This is happening during the shooting. She's having this conversation. Can you believe this?
No, I the last thing that I'd be doing if I'm getting shot at is saying, man, I really regret that NRA thing I was thinking about. I really regret that.
I personally have rallied for, gun rights and less control, not necessarily less control, but this experience has definitely changed my viewpoint. I wanted to be a junior NRA member. I wanted to learn how to hunt. I was always fascinated by guns as a young girl, but this experience was so traumatizing to the point where now I can't even fathom the idea of a gun in my house. I did have plans for my 18th birthday to go to Nexus Gun Range.
I just don't buy this. This is
imagine if you were taking a trip to Oklahoma for some reason. You're like, wow, I was going to move here. Like there's a tornado going on. You step out onto the porch. You go, wow, I was going to move here, but now there's tornadoes. I'm not going to anymore. This tornado is pretty crazy. That's who does that? who jumps out in the middle of chaos and just talks about this arbitrary BS?
All right, this is crazy. The stories that just got on Infowars.com. Shooting survivor says police were firing blanks for a drill before the rampage. And then you've got David Hogg apparently did an interview about the shooting or an anti-gun interview before the shooting even happened. And again, though, that's a video of him in a closet while the shooting is going down, apparently interviewing that girl. I mean, how set up is that?
I mean, how many times does this kid get to be on the news? How many times he was on the news. You see things like local news affiliates before the shooting back in California and different places. How many times does this kid have to be on the news before things start seeming weird?
Oh, yeah, CNN studios, you know.
Yeah, he's just happens to be
an FBI agent.
There's a video of him being coached on his line saying, sorry. And then the guy's like, it's okay. Just start over.
Hey, David. Yeah,
how much do you need to see that this kid's getting coached on what to say?
And again, we're not saying this didn't happen. We're saying they are clearly using this incident, which they may have let happen. I think they could have easily very much let this happen. I mean, just look at all the warning signs they got and then it still happens. But the fact that he's sitting here in the closet. Oh yeah. You used to love guns, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, I loved guns until I was in this situation.
I bet you don't love guns now. Don't say it too loud because we're getting shot. We don't want them to know where we are, but.
Don't keep your voice down. I'm doing an interview here. There's a shooter on my campus and I'm going to do an interview.
There's a shooter on the loose, but let me know how you feel about guns now.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to pull my cell phone out, which actually, if you actually pulled your cell phone out and recorded that, I think that's actually brave. And I think that's actually good.
By all means, film what's going on.
Yeah, but that's the way I felt about it.
I wouldn't be exactly like conducting an interview on the morality of gun rights.
Hey, what do you think about this shooting right now?
You for or against this?
Meanwhile, remember when the stories first broke, it was like how all the students were like, don't say anything. Don't move. But apparently this guy has free reign to do an interview.
I don't know. Yeah. And you see these videos where people are getting shot. Like there's a video of somebody in a classroom.
It's like blood on the ground.
And they're like, oh my gosh. And then you hear a bunch of bangs and then you hear people scream. It's like, it's sick that you'd be throwing this out there. I don't know. I don't get why.
That's so staged. It's not even funny. But here's David Hogg again on CNN. He says he's not an actor.
I went running around trying to find out where I was supposed to be, and I got locked out of my classroom with a couple other kids. And we couldn't get into a classroom. We were all stuck in the hallway, kind of just running. We didn't know where he was. We couldn't hear the gunshots anymore.
How did you know there was a he? So you heard shots?
Yeah, we did hear shots.
And did you think instantly, oh my God, those were gunshots? Or did you think it was balloons popping, as one student told me? And how would you even know what it would sound like?
I thought it was a drill because they told us we'd have police officers who were going to be firing blanks to, like, scare us, get us, like, you know, trained for this. So no one took it seriously until...
So is this a...
Screaming. It was the worst screaming you'll ever hear. It was awful, like...
All right, so that actually was not the clip I meant to throw to. So let's actually go to the other clip, which is actually of David Hogg.
Because we had had a fire alarm earlier that day, and that was a drill. So we thought this was a drill too, just another one. Because we have a lot of fire alarms, a lot of fire drills at the school. After we heard the first gunshot, we initially thought it was a drill. Actually, that was a bad choice.
Okay. All right, so this is actually a video of David Hogg being coached.
The janitor, sorry.
It's okay. You're fine, David. You're fine.
Honestly, when I was going out, When I was going out, I was in shock.
Yes, I don't know how to put this in perspective. Okay.
There he is being coached on his lines.
So most of my friends that made it out, one of them went into a bathroom in the same hallway.
Why is it so hard to believe that people are coached? I mean, in the 90s, you had that girl who testified saying that Saddam's army went into a hospital and threw babies out of incubators to justify war. Why would it not happen here to take the gun?
Just look at what CNN's done in the past. I mean, blue screening themselves into events. Charles Jaco in the basement of Atlanta saying he's getting bombed in Kuwait or whatever it was. So we know that they make fake news, but it's just like... How can you not see this and at least have a question? Now, here's the clip. Again, folks, it's been a tornado in here today. This is the clip I was actually looking for of David Hogg saying he's not a crisis actor.
David Hogg and his father, Kevin, who, by the way, actually was in the FBI, could make time to talk about it.
What a coincidence.
David, I appreciate you being
with
us.
What a coincidence.
David, first of all, that Donald Trump Jr. Anderson Cooper, is liking
the
tweets.
Agent, Operation Mockingbird, CIA.
I wonder how his dad feels about the FBI's behavior on Nicholas Cruz.
When you hear that.
Yeah, pause right there. Oh, but see, that's it. That's it. That right there shows you how agenda-driven this is. If Anderson Cooper was worth his salt as a news reporter, the first question that he should ask this FBI agent, how come the FBI did nothing about Nicholas Cruz, but that's not where they go? They immediately go after the
Why wouldn't the dad say something? If I worked at the FBI previously and then the FBI screwed this up and got kids killed, potentially my kid killed, I'd be screaming at the top of my lungs from the rooftops at my former employer who's supposed to be protecting people.
Well, David was safely in the closet doing an interview.
Oh, yeah.
So he learned that on CNN. All right, let's finish this clip here before we go to break.
I went running around.
David Hogg and his father.
Curious to believe that something like this could happen is something that all of us don't want to believe, but the sad truth is that it is. These people saying this is absolutely disturbing, and I'm not an actor in any sense, way, shape, or form. I am the son of a former FBI agent, and that is true. But as such, it is also true that I go to Stoneman Douglas High School, and I was a witness to this. I'm not a crisis actor. I'm somebody that had to witness this and live through this, and I continue to have to do that. But I'm also that it's just, it's unbelievable to me that these people are even saying this. And the fact that Donald Trump Jr. liked that post.
Now you know how we feel when they say we're Russian agents.
It's also false in terms of the sense that these people keep saying that I'm anti-Second Amendment. I'm not. I would love, if I want every American to be able to own a gun that has a mentally stable mind, a person that has a credible background that doesn't have any previous like major convictions, and somebody that's not going to go out and commit these atrocities, because those are the people that are at fault here.
Now see, if that is the talking point that he used, if that was the debate, he said, let's look at the background check and realize what part of the background check, because Cruz should have never been able to buy the gun.
Right. Well, but that's not what they're pushing, because what they're pushing is hashtag ban machine guns.
Exactly.
Machine guns are illegal.
And, again, I just had the background check last night. Cruz should have never passed it. There were multiple questions on there that he should have never passed. How did he pass that background check? They have to send that information to the FBI before you can buy it. So the FBI missed the mark 3 different times on Nicholas Cruz at least.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this, this is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
So now you've got state representatives in Florida firing their aides because they say that the student activists are actors, even though many of them are in the drama program. And in fact, I'm not going to go with this story yet, but be on the lookout for it tomorrow. We're getting just more and more evidence that not only are these people actors and being trained, but also they're working with the Women's March and getting George Soros funds. So that's a developing thing that I'm just going to sit on until tomorrow when we have more information. But you were saying in response to the comments that Hogg was making in the last segment about not being an actor. You were saying that there was something strange about that.
There's something. So number one, the fact that he has to say, I'm not a crisis actor. Now, and I think it should be clarified that people died there. Crisis actors don't have to be for complete false flags where nothing actually happened. They can just be used to pump something up and push a certain
agenda. Yeah, and a lot of them end up at multiple of these tragedies. They end up at one shooting, the next shooting, and it's like, what?
And this has happened. But the fact is, the fact that people are actually using the word crisis actor on CNN, having to clarify, I'm not a crisis actor, shows how far we've come from just a year or two ago. I mean, could you have imagined somebody going on CNN saying, I'm not a crisis actor? I think
they wouldn't even let you say it.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think, organizations like InfoWars and other, you know, Breitbart, Daily Caller, Gateway Pundit, I think they've really pushed things like that into the mainstream, just where people at least asking questions.
And you gotta give President Trump credit for that too, because without President Trump, who knows if the phrases deep state and globalist are the household terms that they are now. I mean, everybody talks about the deep state and the globalist now, where we've been talking about it on InfoWars for decades. Mm-hmm. Now it's a household thing. I want to get back to these clips. This is a shocking clip. This comes from an ex-girlfriend, apparently, of Cruz, Ariana Lopez. Again, you hear this and you realize they had all of this intel on Cruz's state of mind and he still was able to do this. Let's roll the clip of his ex-girlfriend.
Ariana Lopez says her one-time friendship with former classmate and Florida shooting suspect Nicholas Cruz started out as any normal teenage friendship does.
He would tell me about his mom and his brother.
But she says she soon saw traits she describes as disturbing emerge.
He used to sell knives out of his lunchbox, which I thought was like insane because you can't have knives. This is a school.
Sell knives out of his lunchbox.
As for those haunting social media posts,
he would talk about how he sympathized with Syrian terrorists and that people who oppose them should be killed. He posts pictures.
I thought he was a right winger.
It's funny how that works, isn't it?
I thought he was white supremacist.
Like this was normal. Like you could even see a hamper in the background. That's how out of like how ordinary this was to him. He talked about killing our parents, our friends, boyfriends, and girlfriends.
Lopez says Cruz would call her after school. She says
authorities were alerted about this.
School officials multiple times between
she said that right there. She's like, I told school officials multiple times.
Schools has not yet responded to ABC News when asked about her claims.
Oh, how convenient. They don't want to talk about it.
No, we shouldn't. We shouldn't investigate the FBI, though. They're angels.
Yeah, let's not answer questions about Cruz and how he got away with this. And then let's just bulldoze the school that the shooting happened in, too.
ABC affiliate WPLG was over a girl Cruz briefly dated.
He would hit her. He would threaten her. He would threaten her family and her friends for talking.
Okay, that's good. All right, pull it down and end that. Now, this is key right there. That is key. Part of the background check is, do you have a history of domestic abuse, of assault, anything like that? She just said it. Yes, there was a history. He abused girlfriends. He hit girls. He should have failed the background check. Why did the background check not work? There's your debate.
We want to, well, I don't want to derail this too much, but we want to, you know, the FBI can't handle a case like this. They can't prevent a school shooting from somebody who's obviously mentally unstable, obviously has ambitions of killing a bunch of people, but we trust them. Whenever they say there was Russian collusion, or we trust them whenever they say that the president is a traitor. I don't want to derail too much, but I just think it's funny that the FBI can royally screw up something like this with deaths of multiple children, but we trust them that they're above reproach.
The FBI's incompetence is really showing. They can't stop Russia from colluding, or they can't stop Russia from meddling. They can't stop a school shooting. What are you doing? I mean, what are you doing? Oh, that's right. You've become a politicized anti-American wing of the bureaucracy. That's what's happened to the FBI.
It should be noted that it's never not been a politicized bureaucracy, because it was founded by J. Edgar Hoover, and the guy used it as his personal spying agency to spy on political opponents people just have dirt on. It's been a disgusting organization. Exactly. It's been a disgusting organization from the get-go.
Real quick, we've been doing some investigative work, and I think this is strange, okay? A lot of these kids are in drama class, and now we've noticed that the drama teacher is in the background as they get up to speak to the mainstream media. So it's weird, out of a high school with 3,000 plus students, why are they always picking the drama team?
And we've got all the clips of them too, and she's in the background. I mean, honestly, there's so much crap, we can't even cover it. My head is spinning, and I gotta get to this clip. Darren, stick around if you wanna comment, but I gotta get to this clip real quick, guys. Let's fast forward. Let's get to clip 15 now. Listen to what one of the Fantastic Four says on CNN.
Are you gonna be able to go back to school this week or next week? Are you gonna go back into the building where this happened?
Well,
First of all, the freshman building is being torn down. But
how convenient, just like Sandy Hook.
The rest of the school is staying up, and as soon as we can, we are going to go back into the school. As soon as they say school is on Monday, I'm going to be there. I'm pretty sure. Unless I have interviews or unless we have interviews or somewhere to be, we are going to be at school with the people who need us. We need to stand with our
parents. Pause right there. How fake is this girl? Oh, I need to stand with the students. We really need to be there for the fellow students. Oh, but if CNN calls,
I like how she goes, I will be there. As soon as they say school is on Monday, I will be, probably.
Oh, well, but I'm so important now. I'm on CNN now. I'm a big gun, I'm a big anti-gun activist now, a pawn of the New World Order, a pawn of the Democrat Party. I'm being used and abused. It's honestly probably child abuse, that they're putting these kids through and they don't even realize it. But here, let's finish the interview. Go ahead and roll it. Oh, I'm supposed to be here for the students. I'm here for the students. That is unless CNN calls or MSNBC calls or anybody wants to interview me, then I'm there for them.
I've been working so hard.
I'm working so hard.
Everybody remembers when we first interviewed you on Thursday morning and you were so...
I smile behind the scenes. I laugh. This is all a good time to me. These people are narcissists, man. That's what this is. These people are the biggest narcissists.
But emotionally, how are you?
For me, it's been absolutely exhausting. On those first three nights, I only got 2 hours of sleep. And then I got 4 hours. And last night, I got 5. But that's only because I could miss an interview that I had one in the morning in England.
Welcome to the info war, buddy.
It's been absolutely exhausting, but it's still nothing compared to what these parents are having to go through right now. And I think that's what people really need to focus on is these 17 individuals. If Emma and I couldn't exist, if we could just be
really like Coach Feast.
That's how I'd prefer it. I would want everybody to be doing this
like Meadow Pollock
without any of us saying this. But sadly, we have to stand up and take charge because nobody else.
All right, just pull it down. Just pull it down. I can't do this. I don't want to get into a battlefield with a high school student, and that's what
I mean.
The real
bad people here are seeing it. How sick is it? I mean, they're doing some sort of weird, like bizarre, twisted Harvey Weinstein thing rather than they're saying, look, do you want to be a star? Do you want to be the face of a movement? Do you want to do that? Come on, kids.
Like, I see what you're saying.
You could change the world. You could change the world, Emma Gonzalez or David Hogg. Yeah. You could do it. You could be the face of a new movement, the kids that changed everything.
You'll be the next anchor.
Exactly. You will be the new face of the anti-gun media. It's just CNN that wants to push these agendas, and they're using these kids. They're playing on their weaknesses and their childlike insecurities to push these things. It's disgusting.
So here's the deal. You know what? Let's just go to this 14, guys. Just roll a little bit of clip 14 here because this is one of the stars. We're calling the Fantastic Four. It's the same four people every time. Oh, and by the way, I got to pull this up. Don't do a doc cam on me yet, guys. I just got to confirm this. Okay, Emma Gonzalez now has over a quarter million followers on Twitter and is verified. Eagle Eye MSD, the school newspaper, is totally politicized, totally anti-gun. David Hogg, verified on Twitter. Cameron Caskey, verified on Twitter. So now Twitter is also propping these people up.
Yep. I mean,
this is insane. All right, you know what? Final words. Forget about the clips, guys. We're going to have to cover this tomorrow. Final words, Shake.
Well, it's just they're pushing this narrative now that Trump doesn't want to listen to the kids. Trump
even though he just did a two-hour seminar with
exactly,
them.
But what they really mean is Trump won't listen to our four favorites, the four that we want people to listen to, because they're not verifying people like Jaylen Martin, the guy that's coming on and talking to us, the pro-gun student who was a witness to the shooting. They're not listening to the other ones that want armed security there. They're only listening to these four people. And because if we don't want to listen to these four people because we disagree on politics, then all of a sudden we don't care about the kids. Once again, it goes back to if you don't agree with us, you don't care about kids. It's the same thing Piers Morgan did back when he had a show before his show got ruined by Alex Jones and Ben Shapiro in the course of about a week. It doesn't matter. They want to stand on the graves of dead children.
So this is actually just coming out from NBC Miami. Broward County deputies to carry rifles on school grounds now. Mm. That is an announcement made from Sheriff Israel. Now deputies will be carrying rifles on school grounds. Oh, do you think that will deter a mass shooter? Yeah, no kidding it will. And if it doesn't stop them from getting there, it'll stop them from killing people en masse. Jake Lloyd, thank you so much for your comments and your time here today. Folks, we're going to have to revisit this all and take care of it all tomorrow, because it's honestly just, it just never stops. And I don't know, folks. I don't know what to do right now. I mean, it's literally insane. They're pitting high school students against us now. They're literally using children as pawns so that we cannot have an intellectual debate about gun control and protecting kids. That does it for the InfoWars today. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.